Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but there are times when I worry. As a grad student, I worry about how I'm going to pay off my student loan when I'm finished with my classes. I worry that there will be no place for me to serve in Christ's church while at the same time being able to earn a paycheck where I can feed my wife and child with. I sometimes worry about the future of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. I worry about our ever-increasing median age and our ever-dwindling numbers. I worry that one day we may stray from our doctrine and practice in a last-ditch effort to win back some members and in order to keep from dying out. And I am worried that as a church, we may be tempted to change our doctrine and practice so that we can get enough money in the offering plate to pay back our student loans. I have lots of worries. And in moments of weakness, I am sure that you, as seminary students and professors, share some of my same worries. This worry that we share is not from God. It is from the father of lies. He, the world, and our sinful nature repeat the same old tired question. Did God really say? Did God really say that he would provide me with my daily bread? Did God really say that he would be with his church until the very end of the age? Now, St. Paul knew that the devil is always working against Christ's church and his pastors to question the very word that they are called to hear and proclaim. So Paul warned Timothy in the section preceding our text. He said, "Those who desire to be rich, or those who worry about money, fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. The root of money, the love of money, is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." And the ruin and destruction that he spoke of earlier in the reading is false doctrine, envy, and dissension in the church. Worry and coveting something outside of God's provisions, it leads us away from God's word, and it leads us into false doctrine. And even worse, it leads us to wander from the faith into despair and other great shame and vice. Paul did not want Timothy to go through these things. So through the words of a letter, he grabs Timothy by the shoulders and he looks him square in the eye as a father confessor. And he says, "But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness." Now, Paul is not telling Timothy to work harder and to be better than everybody else. He is pleading with him to run away from all the things that tempt us to doubt God's word, to run from those things straight into the arms of the word that became flesh. When Paul tells him to pursue righteousness, he means to pursue the only one who is righteous. When Paul tells him to pursue faith, he is telling him to hear God's word, which alone produces faith. Jesus himself said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Apart from me, when you try to do things on your own, you can do nothing." In Christ, we are faithful. We are steadfast. We are gentle. We are godly. And we are righteous. Outside of Christ, we are left to worry, discord, false doctrine, and destruction. I love how St. Paul teaches Timothy and us in this text and the section preceding it. He starts with worry, which produces false doctrine, envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions. We have plenty of those. And constant friction among people. He starts there, but St. Paul does not say that this is the end of the matter. No, he urges Timothy to flee those things, to run into the promises of God's word, into Jesus, who is the truth that removes all doubts and works all things into perfect harmony for those who believe in his name. Into Jesus, who is the blessed and only sovereign. Into Jesus, who is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Into Jesus, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light. Into Jesus, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.